Hey everybody, Matt Siltala here alongside Dave Rohr, my co-host of this Business of Digital podcast. Looking forward to chatting with you today about the Swivel Now conference. And so we've done these in the past where we've talked about some upcoming conferences that we got going on, topics that we're going to be talking about. And today we are going to be privileged. You like that word? Dave, we're going to be privileged to hear from you on what you're talking about at Swivel Now. Now, Swivel Now is a smaller internet marketing conference that happens in Bend, Oregon, that happens to be, I think they dubbed themselves the microbrewery of the capital of the world or something like that. I don't know, but hey, we'll run with it. But how's it going, Dave?
Pretty good.
All right. So
I'm just doing a training session. You are doing the opening keynote, sir, at this conference.
One of them, but it's good to get it, get it over, and then I'll enjoy the rest of your guys' training sessions and breakout sessions and whatnot. It's going to be a great conference. I've done this conference, but back before it was called Swivel Now, it was Bend Webcam is what it was called, and I've done it for several years. And awesome town, awesome conference. I love the area. And so, remind me, have you ever been to Bend?
I've never been to Bend, Oregon.
so this will be your first time.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I don't know exactly. I know that I keep hearing from everybody that Oregon is on fire right now. And so, I'm not sure exactly where all the wildfires are going on, if we're going to, see any of that or if that's going to be any issue. But, hopefully they're getting all that under control. But let's go ahead and jump into just what you're going to be talking about. So Dave, why don't you kick us off and let us know what we can expect to hear from your breakout or your training sessions at Swivel Now, and go from there.
Yep. So if you look at the schedule, and it's swivelnow.com, Matt is doing a talk on the first day. It's kind of a solo session, kind of keynote kind of system. On the second day, there's a morning training kind of workshop, whatever you want to call it, and in the afternoon. I think originally I was going to do it in the morning. Now I'm doing it in the afternoon. So, and it's going to be about.
And we will drop links to marketing. All these. Yeah.
Yep. But it's going to be called, for a better name, I couldn't think of one. And I think Mark approved it clearly because it's on the website. But it's How to Win at Digital Marketing. And it's going to be kind of a workshop that'll walk you through, and whatever your project is. And, Matt, you work with clients on all sorts of different stuff, from, a new CMS, completely new build of a website, to a migration when you're moving from either same CMS to the same CMS, or like I'm working with one client who's going from one CMS to a completely different CMS. So it's not really as much of an update. It's a huge kind of pick up and shift. We're not changing URLs. Thank you, Lord.
but it's still a lot of crossing your fingers.
There's still a lot of stuff that can go wrong. There's still a lot of, we already have lots of redirects in place. So there's all these different kind of moving parts. And that's what this kind of session workshop thing is going to walk you through. And then if you're an agency consultant, I've also kind of run into, because when I was in the in-house, these types of questions when you're looking, and it's some of the kind of topics that we've covered and we'll probably cover in the future about how to hire someone, questions to ask. But for the agencies, it's also, did you ask this question? How many times have you worked with someone? And, over the last couple of years, we kind of talked about how you need to market your content marketing. Mm-hmm. How many times is it like, all right, here's the audit. Here's the SEO audit. Here's the PPC audit. You need to go make the changes. And I've actually run into both where they've said, well, we don't have the resources or knowledge or developers to do any of this stuff. So it's kind of trying to, and sometimes I'm guilty of not asking enough of those questions either. Or them telling me they have the resources. And then when I give them the full audit and they're like, oh, we didn't know we were going to have to make changes to the WordPress site.
We didn't know you were going to go this in depth.
Yeah. like, oh, you said you were just going to do SEO. Yeah. You have all sorts of canonical issues. You have all sorts of these pages that we need to get rid of. You have all sorts of whatever.
And that's why this session is called winning, because you know, you need to do all this to win.
And kind of my thinking of it, since it is a workshop, I do have a couple prerequisites. It's not like you have to be experienced, but I want people to think of, and even when you're thinking, when you go to a conference in general, what kind of projects do you have going on? I'm asking people to come with one or two big projects and one or two small projects. And then kind of as we start to go through it, start asking yourself the questions during each kind of section. How does this apply to me, and how can I use this? What do I need to know? And I think I have my outline. I just had it up, but it's like a 12 sections with one 15-minute break. So 11 different sections where it kind of walks you through, you know, asking who owns what. Like, do I need to integrate and work with IT? Do I need development resources? You know, how often, Matt, do you fall into that where you're like, all right, here's this. And then they're like, oh, well, again, we don't have resources, or we don't know what we need to now implement this. Or,
yeah, it happens a lot, sadly. And so, you know, I think what one of the things that you had mentioned was where maybe that you fell short of sometimes, but you still do your best. And I don't know how, like, you could, sometimes we're as detailed as possible as to, you know, how, what this could entail. Like, you know, one of our good friends, Alan Blywise, you know, he does some very in-depth technical SEO audits and forensic type audits. And it's interesting because, you know, the same deal, like, you know, people will get back the audit or back the information from us or whatever it might be. And they're just blown away with everything. They're like, I just thought I had a website that needed a little bit of SEO tuning. And they don't realize just the can of worms that they opened up. And I think that's kind of what you're alluding to.
Yeah. And it's not just, you know, from the development side or something, but just, you know, who are the stakeholders? Because sometimes what is a win for some teams is not a win for others.
Yeah, so, very true.
And from the agency side, I think a lot of times, like, you know, my days at Cavario, in front of some of our groups and some of the teams we worked with, it was not like how good do we look. It was how good does our main contact and their boss's boss look. Yeah. You know, did they meet their goals? Did they help other teams meet their goals?
Very true.
You know, it's not just did we optimize 10 pages, or did we optimize, you know, this one account or this one campaign? It's like, what were the goals by all of these other people, and how did we help them, or did we fall short, or did the campaign reach some of them?
Well, I think what you're touching on is a really good point to, you know, make sure that we point out here is this is the kind of stuff exactly. And I don't know whether you have some kind of a checklist or you'd recommend some kind of a checklist, but this is where having a clear set of goals with all the people that involved, you know, just doing your due diligence and making sure who are all the decision makers, who are going to be looking at this, who's going to be, you know, directly affected because of this work, who's the one that's signing the check that basically is looking at it from a, how is this helping the company? You know, basically you get all of these, scenarios and you check all these boxes off, and then you do your due diligence to give them the best information, possible. And I kind of think that that's, you know, something that we need to, or you can maybe touch on a little bit more, just making sure that you do that. You do your due diligence and figuring out what it is that the goals collectively that everybody has, so you could actually provide them, you know, what it is that they're looking for. And so, you know, the thing that you think that is in your mind that might be the goal that they have, it may not be that at all.
Yeah. And I won't say the person's name or who they worked for, but there's an example that someone we know has given me, and I use it over the years all the time. It's like they were doing an SEO campaign, and they wanted to put this video on this one page, on the main product page. And they were trying to get the PR people to, you know, to promote it and to promote that page. And they talked to the PR people, And the PR people were like, no, we're putting it on this page because we need to have it on YouTube. And they were like, but we're trying to drive links and traffic and stuff to the website. Why are you guys putting it over there? And as he dug in, or she, as they dug in, they found out that the PR team was kind of bonused and their goals were around driving views to YouTube.
Ah, so they were in it for themselves versus the overall goal.
But if we put it on the where you want it to and we promote it, it's not hitting our goals. So one of the sections is, you know, who are the stakeholders, but then also what teams are involved, what agencies, internal, external, for a smaller business, you're kind of going, what? Agencies, teams, plural? But the larger the company, the more moving parts, the more stakeholders. Another story I was told is the one time where we wanted to make changes to a homepage to a Fortune, we'll just say 100, really large company. Like there was literally over 100 people on this call.
Oh my gosh.
And three different groups, agencies that would make coding changes to the site depending on where the change was.
Oh my word.
So, I mean, you want to talk about, you know, really lots of moving parts, the larger the company, the more stakeholders, the more people involved, it gets very complicated just to make small changes.
Yeah.
It's the complete opposite of a small business who simply just doesn't have the resources or, you know, they're like teams. No, I do it.
But it's still good, you know, making sure that, you know, you're very clear with them, even just because all of their dollars, you know, they're the bean counter, so to speak. They want to make sure that everything's accounted for. And so just a good reminder, just being clear, have those clear goals. And I think that's going to be a lot of the stuff that you're talking about at this presentation too, is it not?
Yep. And there'll be a checklist. There'll be, I'm still kind of coming up with that, what the final will look like. I still have another month or two, but you know, we're getting in close. I'm trying to figure out a checklist and it'll kind of walk you through some questions that'll match up with the thing. Like I already have my full outline built and I already have basically my slides kind of in theory set up and what the story is going to look like. Now I have that painful part, and you know how it is, of trying to make the slides pretty. Trying to make it all work together.
That's the fun part. But it sounds like... but it sounds like anyone that's coming to your presentation is really going to get some good technical information. They're going to get some really good questions answered. And also it sounds like there might be an opportunity for them to bring some questions to the table and get some help. I know that, you know, as myself, I'm sticking around for a little while. I know that you will too. And so, maybe just talk on how, you know, what people can bring to the table and how you can help them.
Yep. And this is not just for SEO. This is for social media, you know, PPC, web development, any kind of project you have going on. And it could even be an offline project. You know, if you're doing something for, and I know you guys, you know, coming up or, you know, ongoing, you guys always have the logistics and the headaches, good and bad, associated with trying to get bodies and people to man a conference. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just doing that or anything, it can be any sort of project, but just walking through and trying to get people to understand that, you know, if it's PPC, you might have stuff, but think past what happens next. Whether you're an agency or, you know, or just, you know, small business, or if you're a marketing manager, you know, we want to hire Avalanche to build this, you know, this widget, or we want them to build us this, you know, infographic or this really awesome kind of, you know, app or something. Okay. Now what happens? What am I doing with it?
And that's what I was going to say. It reminds me of when we had that same session forever at PubCon. And one of the things that you would always say is, okay, well, you got this nice infographic, this nice shiny infographic. Now what? Like, what are you going to do with it? You know, if you don't have a plan for it, if you don't have a strategy behind what you're going to do with it or how it's going to help you or, you know, anything, you know, then what's the point? Like, why are you doing it? And, you know, you're making reference to that, but it always makes me think about that and how you talked about that.
Well, and how many movies have you seen come out that don't have any marketing? Like, how much planning and thinking and for the website, for the social, for, you know, where people, where the stars or, you know, up and coming stars are going to go talk. You know, when bands come into town in Chicago or by you, aren't they doing radio to plug it? Or aren't they calling weeks ahead if they still have some seats unsold? Like, there's a whole plan ongoing for that stuff. And I think a lot of people forget for some projects. What?
Well, think about the first time you saw this Star Wars, you know, the teaser for the next Star Wars movie.
How many months?
Yeah, it was like a year ago, like right after the other one. Almost. And it's like, and then they just keep releasing little bit. I mean, they're genius. They're masters at this kind of stuff. But that's just what you're getting at.
Yeah, it's just ongoing. And, you know, the number of times where, you know, we talked about SEO, but even PPC, it's like, all right, you know, I've optimized some keywords. We've blown out some, you know, some campaigns. Now I'm looking at, you know, some other stuff. I'm like, but this page right here, you know, we're sending a little bit of traffic to it, but it's just not converting. And, you know, we've tested some keywords. We've tested this stuff. I think we need to make some changes to the website in this landing page, or we need to, you know, copy it and try another one. What? No, you're doing the PPC stuff. You know, why would I have to make landing pages? I'm like, because that's the conversion. And I think that's the weakest link and we should, you know, test it. Oh, well, I don't, my graphic designer is on vacation or, you know, I don't have any more budget for that. Like, oh, well, you know, we're kind of limited now.
Yeah.
And so if nothing else, I think, or I'm hoping that the training will, you know, this kind of session workshop will help people think through a project, not from just what they're spending on the initial SEO, you know, audit or what they're paying just for some social media stuff or, you know, whatever it is, but to think that there's going to be additional costs after the fact. There's going to be additional time and, you know, how to integrate it into everything you're doing too.
All right. Well, that sounds great, man. I'm excited for the Swivel Now conference. Our friend Mark Knowles, you know, has for the as many years as I know that it's been going on, you know, always been he's been a good friend of ours and always tried finding the best people that he can to go over there and speak. And if you go, everybody that's listening, go and check out the page for the Swivel Now conference and check it out, and you'll see like just the caliber of speakers there. And yes, especially the session, which is, Dave?
How to Win at Digital Marketing. It's on day two.
Day two, How to Win on Digital Marketing. And so Swivel Now, go check it out. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Any last words or any last plugs to get people out there? Anything that you want to say before we wrap this up?
Nope. We will be there. I heard it's lovely. You said so. They do have beer. It is right downtown. And maybe we will do some live interviews or some live stuff. We're still trying to figure that out. We have some time, but we're quickly approaching it.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'd be fun to, if anyone's listening and wants to be a guest on the show or has something they could bring to the table and are going to be at the Swivel Now conference, then definitely reach out to us. Maybe we could get Mark on talking about something too.
There we go.
All right. Well, for Dave Rohr, I'm Matt Siltala, and we're going to sign off on this podcast and looking forward to seeing, hopefully, you know, all of you guys that are listening will end up at some of the conferences or one of the conferences that we're at this year, but look forward to seeing you guys, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Have a good one.